Good morning and welcome to the House of Royal Cultures. My name is Michelle Bauter and I've been asked to take you through the first day of the conference today, Thinking with Farrokhi. Over the last 17 to 18 years, I've worked for and with Haroon. I count myself very lucky to have had that opportunity, and I've worked with him inter alia as a researcher. The exhibition, Labour in a Single Shot, and this conference were prepared by Farrokhi together with his partner, Anche Eamon. After Farrokhi's unexpected death at the end of July 2014, it became very clear that the accompanying conference would have to take on a slightly different aspect. For this first day of the conference, which has the title Thinking with Haroon, Anche Eamon and the team of the House of Royal Cultures have invited friends, acquaintances, companions, colleagues of Farrokhi and asked them to make roughly 20-minute presentations looking at Haroon Farrokhi's oeuvre and activities, looking both at Farrokhi as a figure and at his very diverse creative work. The programme today is to work a little like an inventory in a sense, looking at his oeuvre and activities, reflecting on them and splitting them down into the various different functions, positions, perspectives and relationships. Today's conference will be divided up into four sessions, each with four presentations, and the speakers will be appearing in alphabetical order based on the first letter of their surname, except for a few minor exceptions. And so in this first panel, we're going to start with the first two letters of the alphabet, A and B. There's simultaneous interpretation for the entire event into German and into English. There will also be someone speaking French this morning, Mr. Raymond Bellour. He'll be speaking French, and his speech will be translated into German and English as well. So if you need interpretation for any of these languages, do please go out and fetch a headset. You can fetch them from the cloakroom, which is just down the stairs. Unlike conventional conference formats, on this first day, we won't have question and answer sessions or debates with the speakers after and between the presentations. However, if you feel the need to express comments or questions, we'd be happy to respond to those in the breaks. I want to keep this concise, and I'm sure, like all of you, we'll be looking forward to the presentations. We do have a very dense programme, very condensed format. So I shall give only very brief presentations and introductions of the speakers, focusing on their links to Haroon. There's further information in the programme brochure, which I believe should be available to all of you as well. So the first session will be beginning with a contribution from Alexandra Albero, who's an art critic. An art historian. He met Haroon in 1999 at a conference in New York. That was the start of their friendship, and they organized a host of conferences and events together. His presentation is entitled Film Architecture Movement, and subsequently we'll be hearing from Nora M. Alter from Temple University, Philadelphia, who's an expert on film and media studies. She became acquainted with Haroon's films in the early 90s. In 96, she wrote an important text, Political Invisible Images of the World, and so on. So she focused on his text. And she taught with Haroon in Gainesville, Florida. And that was the start of their friendship too, and her presentation will be entitled Two or Three Things I Know About Haroun Farrokhi. And the third speaker is Raymond Belour. Who is from the Centre National de Recherche Scientifique. He's an expert on film studies and literature studies, and he's also the editor and co-founder of Trafic. He'll be touching on Haroun's contributions to Trafic as well, which will be looking at the question of why Haroun was so very important and valuable to us. Belour met Haroun in 1991 in a conference in Vienna on essay films. The fourth participant of this panel organized and designed that conference. She teaches film theory at the University Paris 8 Vincennes. In the late 80s, she saw Haroun's films for the first time in Vienna in the Stadtkino, as she told me. And she did an interview with Haroun. For the journal Falter. That was on images of the world and inscriptions of war. And Blümlinger was very important to me as a mediator as well. As a go-between providing information about Haroun's work. And she published a compendium of essays, which also had an important essay by Haroun Farrokhi. And we're going to be hearing from her about the rhetorics of a great teacher and master. Let's start off with Alexandre Albero. Go ahead, sir.